Well, as we heard earlier from Tony Connolly, talks on a new post-Brexit trade deal remain deadlocked over future fishing rights. That one of the chief issues causing that blockage at the moment. We're going to talk now to Patrick Murphy, who's the chief executive of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation. Thanks for joining us this morning. From what you've been hearing in recent days, what's your reaction to what's happening at these talks?
Good morning, Rachel, and good morning to the listeners. Yeah, we had always ascertained that the same share and same access would maintain regardless of Brexit. Otherwise, we would see huge complications in the industry. And we asked for all negotiations to be linked to trade. That now has deemed to be thrown away. We understand that Michel Barnier has given a different mandate to offer more fish to the UK, and this completely destroys, as we feel, relative stability going forward. So it changes the whole rules according to the common fishery policy. And we feel the Irish fishing fleet are going to be the most adversely affected through this.
Realistically, how much power does Ireland have in all of this at the moment?
Well, look, we're going to be an outermost region after Brexit. We're going to be cut off by land, sea and air. And our fishing communities have been decimated in recent years, and the common fishery policy has been good to most, but not really to the Irish fleet. We've seen in the last decade alone a reduction of 42% in our fishing fleet from vessels over 18 metres. And as a person who grew up in Baltimore and fished from Baltimore, I've seen it being wiped out, Rachel, in front of my eyes in a very few short years. So we had 30 boats there when I started. They were down to 5 or 6 now. So if this continues, we just won't have a fishing fleet. So that's what it'll mean for Ireland. We will lose our fishing fleet. And that's not a joke. This is reality, because it's been happening over the last decade and it's going to continue. We will have boats, if they're told to get out of the UK waters, to go somewhere else. And we are where the fish are. You know, contrary to what people say, Ireland is a place where there's lots of fish. That's why a lot of boats come to our area. But it can only sustain so many boats. So if too many come to the area, all the work of the common fishery policy for the 40 years past could be undone. And for us, this should be looked at and looked at seriously. So we need to put in safety measures. How many boats will be allowed to come into Irish waters if they're put out of UK waters? What will be the access share? Will our fleet be expected to take less and give more to other fleets? So will our fleets have to reduce the numbers again dramatically to allow other fleets to come in and fish in our waters? And we as an industry find that incredible, that we haven't been spoken to and discussed this part of the negotiations, you know? We're in the dark.
All right. Patrick Murphy, thanks so much for taking our call this morning.